Back again now. I bet you're getting bored with this now. Never mind. It's getting really hot now, and it's only just after 11 in the morning, obviously. Some doggies are barking in the distance. I was just checking the top of my head then to make sure it's not getting too hot. Even when we went to Portugal in March, it was very hot. I was surprised how hot it was. We had to get some sun hats, you know, like the little baseball caps with Portugal on them, you know, because it was that hot, you could feel it burning the top of your head. It was really, it was a good sun trap where that where the beer garden was. Very good. For that time of year, it was lovely. They used to open the door to go out about 11. You could go round the by the pool and come down some steps and get out that way, but we used to wait till 11 and go out the easier way through the bar. And nice little tables and chairs out there. And then if you did have a bad day, which we didn't, but if you did, there was a part inside near the beer garden where you could sit in there as well, like a sort of a tiled floor. And then down a couple of steps, they had where the bar was, they had sofas there as well, so could sit there as well, anybody that wanted to listen to the sport on the TV or anything. But most days we sat outside, really. It was lovely. There's some characters there that week. But, it was a good little holiday, that was funny. The only thing, as I say, is the plane there and back. That's the only thing I dread doing. But you have to do it, don't you? So no matter how I try, I'm still nervous. Even though I've done it a few times now, I'm still nervous. I've been on planes when I was a little girl and I didn't bother, but now I'm just really nervous of them. But boats don't bother me at all. I'm fine on them, even if they're a bit rough. Not too bad on those. I can hear some children talking now. Still waiting for the Vodafone shop to text and say they fixed Tammy's phone. I don't know what's wrong with it. But every time she tried to make a call or receive one, the phone would ring, but then you wouldn't be able to hear. Neither person would be able to hear each other, so I don't know what's happened there. But it's insured anyway, so that's good. The iPhone 5. Or 5S, I think. I'm actually on Orange at the moment because I wanted to. This used to be Tammy's old iPhone, and then the contract finished and she decided to go back on Vodafone, so I kept this phone just to get used to using it. But the only thing was, it would cost too much to have it unlocked and then on Vodafone, so. Well, I thought I'll have to stay on Orange for now. I'd rather be on Vodafone, really. Me Nokia's on Vodafone, me QWERTY keyboard Nokia. I don't use that one now much, really, but it's still okay. I've had that since 2010. But I thought I'd best get used to using a touchscreen, and they probably won't be making any more phone Nokias with the speech on, I don't imagine. I dare say they'll bring something else out. Wouldn't mind getting an iPad, but they're a bit expensive. Hello, doggies. I got myself some Aero Mint bubbles at a packet of them at Iceland. I got some Haribos for Tammy and a whole nut for John, and I got some chocolate cake, slab cake. Oh, what that'll be like, it'll probably be a bit sweet. I wanted one of those chocolate gattos with the buttercream in, but they don't do them now. And they've stopped doing the large trifles. I like those as well. I suppose I could make my own trifle really, but just a custard. Just get it to the right consistency. So it just goes firm enough to hold the cream and that on top. I might make one next week actually. I don't know what John's watching on TV, but he might come out again in a minute. He's not been so good with them chest pains, and that is, it's not his heart or his lungs or anything, but they say now it could be either gallstones or an ulcer, but he was really bad last week. He's on some tablets for them now, but he's waiting to go and have a camera put in his, down his throat. I forget now what they call it. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it on here. And it's gastro something, I think. Gastroscopy or something, I think. But we'll have to wait and see. It takes weeks for them to do that, and plus a scan as well. Check his gallbladder, I think. But oh, get lost. Go away, you buzzard. Don't sting me. A friend on Facebook said he got stung the other day, Dave Stewart. He said he was stung by a bee. It's happened to me. I was in Ireland in 1980, and my young cousin at the time, she was messing about. Rebecca, she kept touching the back of my neck. And I went into a shop in Dundalk, where my family live, and it's called Dun Stores, and I felt this thing on the back of my neck, and I thought it was my cousin messing again. Put my hand up to smack a hand away, and a wasp stung me. They get some spray and put it on, and then when I came living in Blackpool, I was sitting down on the prom at Bispham. And I put my hand up to scratch, felt some scratch near my eye, and another wasp stung me, but luckily it stung me on the hand, it didn't sting my eye. And Tammy and her dad had to go and get some cream from the chemist, which luckily was quite nearby. That's twice I've been stung by wasps. But, oh no, I hate the things. You don't know what they are when they come near you, that's the only problem. You know, if it's just an ordinary fly, or if it's a wasp or a bee. But, you don't want them things. You alright, doggies? Where you are, there's one. Is there anybody there? Who's that? Come here. Is there somebody there? No. You out here, dogs? Gunner? Oh, he's there. Is Ziggy out here? Ziggy? Ziggy? Maybe she's gone in. Who's this? Come here. Oh, that's you, Gunner. Where's Ziggy? You still smell lovely, don't you? Ziggy? Maybe she's gone in. No, I can't see anything in this sun. Oh, Gunner. Gunner, Gunner, Gunner. Oh, she's gone in, I think. She's gone in to John. She's probably too warm. I know when I got back from shopping, she was very thirsty, she had a big drink. She's not normally a big drinker, Ziggy, but she did today. Some children coming outside now.